and we look to the Lord and we keep our eyes on Jesus in his word, in our walk, and it's a battle. And that's why we come together as men, right? We encourage each other. And when I see Rock and you guys here, it's just so exciting because a lot of places don't have a men's group. Longmont has a men's group. We have two that I go to up in Loveland, actually three, but one on Thursday, one on Friday. And then on Mondays, Don and I are part of a little small group that's for widows and widowers because they're lonely people. And we get together and encourage each other. We're called Friends of God. Our name is Fog. And we're mostly in the fall. So number three, he's a commander of our armies. He's our king. I love Joshua 5. When Joshua is getting, God's prepared him all these years, 40 years, and now they're going to get ready to cross that Jordan River. In those days, it was a big river. It was a raging river. Today, it's a little trickle. But anyway, Joshua meets this big warrior with a sword. And he says, are you with us or for us? And he says, I'm the commander of the Lord's armies. And he went to his knees. That was Jesus Christ, the commander of the Lord's army. And when we go to Revelation 1:5, it says, Jesus is the ruler of all the nations. Hallelujah. Amen. I love Psalms 91. That's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, when we stay under the shadow of God, under his umbrella, he will protect us. But we got to abide with him. It's like in John 15. Jesus says, you abide with me, and we're going to go places. You don't abide with me, and you can't do squat. And most people aren't doing squat because we as men need to be courageous to do what Jesus calls us to do, to be good husbands, to be have leaders of our families, and then to do whatever else God calls us to, amen. It's good to go. When I was a Gideon early in Rochester, Minnesota, Dr. Warlock was the personal doctor of Billy Graham, and he was a Gideon. I said, Dr. Warlock, what advice do you have for me? He says, always go in twos. Go in twos. Go in twos with your wife with what you do. Go in twos with another man when you do something. You need to gain that wisdom, amen, Rock? Just kind of get that strength. So that's what you guys are doing here. If you get a problem, call a brother and say, hey, brother, help me out here, right? Some of us are getting older. On my way to 80, Jesus, God is good. Amen. We take it one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Number four, he's the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. He's the teacher. I think of Matthew 5:7 when Jesus is teaching. And then he says, you know, here's my priorities. Number one, that you be humble, that you just, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who are merciful, blessed are the peacemakers. Jesus sets right in order, he's interested in our heart, right? You can talk a lot about anything, but Jesus wants our heart. And we're going to live forever with him. Hallelujah. Some of us are going to go home this year, maybe some of us 10 years from now. I just had my mother go home with the Lord at 100 this year. And she was a precious soul. And I asked Mother, I said, Mother, that our birthday party was about 3 weeks before she graduated. I said, what do you want to say to me? She says, just one day at a time with Jesus. And I said, amen. He's the healer. Jesus is a healer. So we pray, Jesus, do the miracle of healing. And then I love that song. I don't know if you agree, sing this song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. And then a refrain there, as he's always working. Jesus is always working. He's always working. Isn't that glorious? When I lay down my head at night, Jesus wants me to rest. He's my gentle shepherd. And by the way, we didn't mention it, but Philippians 4:6 up on number one says, don't be anxious about anything. Just give it to me. Last Christmas, I don't know if you know, but people will say that Christmas is the most stressful time of the year. And so last year, there's so many things happening and so many expectations and pains and everything else. So anyway, I said, I'm not going to have any stress. Every time something stresses me, I say, God, you said give it to me. And I'm a note taker, so a lot of times I just keep writing things down. And because if you don't give it to the Lord, it just makes you weary, right? Then Jesus said, come unto me, you weary. I'll give you rest, right? Jesus takes it on. Number five, he's the creator and the giver of life in Jesus. Job 26. Donna and I are actually going over to Uray for a few days. That's our favorite spot. And on our 25th anniversary, we went over there. It was we were Minnesota then, and I called out there to the Best Western little down on the river in Uray, our favorite spot. And I said, you know, we'd like to stay. And the gal laughed at me. She says, people reserve this 3 or 4 years in advance. We don't, you know, what do you call? So she said, excuse me, I got to take a call. She takes a call, comes back, says, I just got a reservation. And so we got to spend time there. And when we read through we just have a Gideon Bible schedule that we read through every year. And we were in Job 26. Well, Job 26 talks about how glorious God's creation is. And we look around the mountains and the waterfalls and everything. And we see, amazing, we had this full moon this week. How glorious God is. For those of us that are believers, we really appreciate his creation. We're inspired by it. And then it says, down in the last verse there, he says, but this is just the fringe what God has for us. We just see the fringe. But you get in places like that where the flowers are abundant, and you think, how could heaven be better than this? I don't know what it's going to be. Well, it's going to be because we don't have sickness anymore. We have a new body. We don't have bills coming in all the time. People shouting at us and people deceiving us and all the scam calls. Hallelujah. Heaven's going to be awesome. Amen. That's not going to be important. I'll be on the ranch. So that's if you want to see me, that's where I'm. John 3:3 says, except you be born again of the water and spirit. If you are born again. We're born again in Jesus, aren't we? And then again, as I mentioned, John 15 says, abide in me. And hallelujah, hallelujah. 6, give us the Holy Spirit as a helper. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He talked about it. 2 Timothy 1:7, we do not have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power, love. I add joy and peace with wisdom. Amen. And that's what he gives us. And then in Galatians 5:2, he says, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and a sound mind. Amen. So I pray that every day. Lord, Holy Spirit, give me a sound mind. Somebody said yesterday, I got CRS. I said, what's that? It says, what did you say? can't what? CRS is can't remember stuff. Well, we all got some CRS, can't remember stuff. And number 7, he gives us his holy word. And isn't his holy word beautiful and precious? And we love it so much. We read through it all the time and find strength in it every day. It speaks to it. I never get tired of reading through the Bible. I tell people it's like going up to the mountains. I never get tired of the mountains. They're always beautiful. It's refreshing to see the mountain streams. Amen?
Amen.
Holy Word. Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is powerful. It's powerful and living. It cuts to our heart. You know, you can say anything you want to say, but when you speak the Word of God to somebody, it's powerful. They got to deal with it. John Bevere says in one of his messages, he says, you know, people may or may not listen to what you say, but when you speak the word of God, they've got to deal with that. Amen. So share the word of God. And then Psalms 119 is a wonderful, wonderful book, chapter in Psalms where it talks about the word, our word. His word is a lamp to our feet, isn't it? And it's a refreshing. Number 8. Jesus is as a servant. He taught us to be a servant leader. And so in chapter 13, he gets down on his knees and washes his disciples' feet. He said, I'm doing this to show you that you need to be a servant to each other. Amen. We don't go around and beat our chest to be important. We just serve. And you guys are like that. This is a wonderful, wonderful group. It's always good to see you. And then he says in John 15:15, I'm not only, you know, Jesus, all, the Messiah and all these things, but I want to be your friend. And one of the things I love to do early in the morning, my first cup of coffee, you know, around 5 o'clock now, it's sun doesn't, you know, doesn't get bright till about 6:30. But anyway, I like to just walk outside and just talk, look at Jesus, because everything else in this world is crazy. But you walk outside in the morning, the clouds are beautiful, the birds are singing, and Jesus has got it all under control. And why should we fret, right? And we can just say, Jesus, today I've got these things on my mind. Help me out. Amen. He's a big God. And as John was talking on the way up here, he loves all the, the moon and the eclipse and all this stuff. Talk about how God has everything in order. And we praise him for that. So he's not a servant priest, but the high priest. I remember I was in Ukraine with the Gideons, and Lloyd Stone, who was a national president, he said, Jerry, read to a scripture. Well, that day happened to be in Hebrews, talking about Jesus being our high priest. Well, as I went from classroom to classroom giving out Bibles, I had an interpreter with me. And at one point, I was in this classroom, and I'm kind of confident, kind of stupid a little bit. But anyway, the teacher started asking me questions. And then I looked around and said, where's my interpreter? And then I realized that's what we need to make sure, that Jesus is always with us, because he's our interpreter, amen? He's our high priest. We need Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit also interprets, says Romans 8:26, that he's always interceding for us, right? Is that good? All of Romans 8 is good. That's a 14. Okay, number 9, he's a ruler over all. Isaiah 9, this is one worth reading, rather than just kind of talking about it. This is a powerful, powerful text. And in Romans 9, he says, unto us a child is born. The people walked in darkness have seen a great light. And then down to 6, he says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the crown, throne of David, over the kingdom, to establish and hold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord hosts will do this. We are under the government of Jesus Christ. We are in the Jesus nation. And so no matter what happens to all these other nations, we are with Jesus. Amen. We want to do our part to, we want to pray for our leaders that they can be godly men and women, whoever they are. But our government is Jesus Christ. And then number 10, Jesus is not only the Lamb of God, but he's the Lion of Judah. And in Revelation 5:5, let's go to Revelation. We're looking forward to this day when Jesus comes back. Some of us will have already laid down before Jesus comes, but it could be tomorrow. It could be 20 years. It's a waste of time to try to, fret about when that is. We just got to be ready every day. Amen, brother? Amen. So Revelation 5:5 says, and one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open it, the Lion of Judah. And then I love Revelation 19. This is where we see Jesus coming on the horse. And I think that'll be a great day. 19:11, then I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it called Faithful and True in Righteousness. He judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe, dripped in blood, at which he is called the Word of God. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It goes over to the next verse. He says, he will tread out the winepress and the fury of the wrath of God on his robe. on his thigh has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if you jump over 21:6, he says, and he said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I actually have 52 names that you could look at, names of Jesus. So what do? So we keep on looking to Jesus, the anchor of our soul, Hebrews 6. We're welcoming Jesus and changing our life and bearing good fruit. We're feasting on the word of life. We're sharing Jesus with joy to others. And so we're letting Jesus shine as we serve others. So we walk in the peace and joy. You know, let's just smile as we go. And it's so simple to see people and say, hi, I'm Jerry, what's your name? How's it going today? Right? And if they're grumpy and sad, you can pray for them. If they're not too grumpy and sad, can I pray for you? Can I give you a little testimony? Can I give you something? But reach out to people, shine. So we're looking to Jesus and looking to heaven. Yet we live one day at a time. We need to be the salt and the light. I think of the scripture in Isaiah 28 that says we are warriors. And so as warriors, we don't just sit back passively, but we engage where we can to be courageous. This is, I'm just talking to me. I don't know anything about your life. All I know is about my life. So I have to talk it up every day. Stir it up, right? Stir the spirit up. And Romans 28, he says 5, and that day the Lord of hosts will be the crown of glory and a diadem, a beauty to the remnant of his people, a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. That's what we need to be doing, turn back the battle at the gate. Amen? However we do that. Just standing, just praying, just doing whatever we can do. So I bless you guys. I encourage you. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you are doing. That God is so pleased with this group. Keep on keeping on. Encourage each other. And there's just so many things you do. When you open the book of God and you just read a chapter, that's part. Amen? It doesn't have to be fancy, but share your heart with each other. Encourage each other. Encourage your wife. One of the best things you can do is pray with your wife every day. It's just simple. Hey, honey, let's sit down and pray. Now, if you get in a pattern, then, or you get up every morning and that's what you do, then that's wonderful. Pray with your wife. Pray with your kids. The devil tries to stop it. And we got 30 grandkids. I love them all. I pray for them all. I've got the list. And people say, how do you remember 30? I said, I pray for them every day. And I pray for their soul. So I'm going to pray for you again. God bless you. Father God, we just talked about your scripture in Hebrews 12, where it says, keep looking to Jesus. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Jesus, our eyes on you. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love all the things you are to us. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're everything we need. And you are both the Lamb of God, you're the gentle shepherd, but you're also the Lion of Judah, the mighty commander of the world's army. And you're going to come back on that horse. We don't know when it is, but when the trumpet blows, then we know we're done. But meanwhile, between now and then, God, give us strength day by day. I remember being up in the reservation up in South Dakota, and Joel Brown Thunder was singing, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. And Lord, that's what we sing. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, we need you every day. God, don't give up on us, Jesus. And Lord, help us not to walk away from you or neglect the time we have. From the time we rise, it's Jesus. Oh, help me today, Jesus. And Jesus, help us to remember that there's no condemnation in you. We don't have to walk ashamed. We're a mess. Yes, when the devil says we're dirt balls, yes, we agree. We're all dirt balls without you, but we have you. We're sons of God, and we're loved, and we're blessed. And you just keep working on us, and you keep on working, and you're always working. Hallelujah. Bless these men, bless their wives, bless their children, bless their grandchildren. Bless them as they go. Bless their health. Jesus, you can heal. Heal us and help us. Work miracles, mighty, mighty miracles. You're the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the dark says, you are Lord of lords and King of kings. Bless us now as we go. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.